This is The Naked Scientist with Ben Fowler and Helen Scales, and we'll begin with a look at some of this week's top science news stories. Researchers in Seattle and Washington have solved an enormous jigsaw puzzle to design two novel proteins that bind to a protein found in influenza viruses. And this proves that computer-designed proteins are feasible and could form the basis of new drugs and new biosensors. They report the work in the journal Science this week. Protein-protein interactions are a common biochemical process. They're important in a great many biological systems, and they're controlled by the molecular structure. For two proteins to bind together, they need complementary shapes that fit together a bit like a lock and key, with no overlap and very little empty space. Sarel Fleischman at the University of Washington, along with colleagues in California, has used cutting-edge software and over 100,000 hours of powerful parallel computing time to design new proteins that would bind to the tail of a common virus protein called hemagglutinin, and they in particular looked at the 1918 H1N1 flu strain. Now, this protein itself helps the viruses to invade cells, and it's found in many, many strains of influenza. Most natural antibodies that help us to fight it off bind to the head region of the protein, but the head is very variable, which leaves room for the virus to evolve immunity. The tail, however, is highly conserved across different strains, which makes it an excellent target for attack. To design the protein, they first identified hotspots of interaction on the virus protein itself. Now, these are areas where hydrogen bonding or electrostatic interactions will allow for low-energy bonding of complementary structures, so these structures will essentially just fall together. Now, using a map of these hotspots, they set about putting together the jigsaw pieces and designing a structure that would complement and therefore bind to the hotspots of the protein. Candidate proteins were then tested using a highly efficient yeast-based assay, and two of the designed proteins, called HB36 and HB80, were shown to bind well with the 1918 H1N1, as well as other strains of H1N1 and H5N1. One of the proteins, HB80, actually inhibited an important protein change which is used to get into our cells. And that's really important in infection. So that's a good sign that not only does it bind, but it also actually changes the way the protein works. Now, this is by no means perfect, and there's many, many hurdles to cross before designed novel proteins will become useful medications, not least the fact that putting a new protein into, say, our body is going to get an immune response. But this is an excellent example of successful computer-aided protein design, and this is a technique that could be instrumental in future diagnostics and in future treatment.
Certainly sounds very exciting. And yes, the bringing together of computers and proteins, brilliant. We'll see what happens there.